This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is focused on defeating the Islamic State group as his multi-nation tour of Europe continues Monday. The top diplomat urged allies to maintain the same focus on defeating ISIS, with a particular focus on countering its affiliates in Africa. He spoke at the start of a meeting of the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS. Blinken noted that 10,000 ISIS militants are being detained by Syrian Democratic Forces. The top U.S. diplomat announced $436 million in additional humanitarian aid, for Syrians and communities in surrounding countries that have been hosting Syrian refugees. Pope Francis met privately with Secretary Blinken on Monday in Rome. He expressed his affection and attention to the U.S. people. The Vatican said the two men spoke for about 40 minutes, which is a good deal of time since Blinken isn't the top U.S. administration leader. Blinken received a guided VIP tour of the Sistine Chapel before his sit-down with the Pope. Rescue workers in the United States are heading into a fifth day of digging through the rubble of a partially collapsed condo building outside the U.S. city of Miami, Florida. They are still holding out hope of finding survivors. The death toll stood at 9 on Monday, but more than 150 people remain missing in Surfside. Families of the missing rode buses on Sunday to a site nearby from which they watched rescuers work. Israeli Diaspora Affairs Minister Nachman Shai led a humanitarian delegation that included several Israeli experts in search and rescue operations. He said the experts have told him of cases where survivors were found after 100 hours or more. This is